Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson for Friday. And hey, let's talk about podcasts. No, not this podcast. And not the ones you've heard of over and over and over. No, some really good ones that you might actually enjoy, both fiction and nonfiction, to fill out your library. And today, let's talk about Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. Now, everybody knows about Welcome to Night Vale. What started as a strange little fiction podcast a few years back has grown into an international business all its own with, you know, best-selling books and after shows and merch and live performances that travel internationally. And in all that time and expansion, it has never lost its edge. If somehow you haven't discovered Night Vale, there's a link in the show notes, but you can just search Google or iTunes and it'll show up like that. But two of the creative cornerstones of Night Vale, writer Jeffrey Craner and the indispensable writer and performer Cecil Baldwin, the voice of Night Vale itself, have a little side hustle going. Every week, they literally throw dice to generate a random number that corresponds with a series of criteria to pick a horror movie, damn near any horror movie from the earliest to last weeks, which they then watch and talk about. And the thing is, one of them is a longtime lover of horror, while the other is, well, wait, let me just steal the opening 30 seconds or so. Cecil does a much better job explaining this than I can.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Craner, and my friend Cecil Baldwin loves horror movies, and he's helping make this genre more approachable for me, and hopefully for you too, one film at a time, in a random order. Are you squeamish about horror movies? Don't worry, we'll tell you what happens. Adore horror movies? Awesome. Watch along with us each week. And as always, check the show notes for content warnings about this week's episode discussion and film. This week, we randomly rolled a 6 for technology and a 4 for LGBTQ+. Here is episode 192.
Adult number generator. Number 9.
So, what the clip doesn't convey, however, is how unique and quirky and charming their commentaries are. As much as I love a few of the recap shows like The Flophouse or How Did This Get Made or The Horror Virgin, all of which we'll talk about at some point or another, Random Number Generator remains unique. These are smart and accomplished creators with a wide background in film and storytelling, but they aren't horror or even pop cult fanboys to the degree that many of the other recap show folks are, even the good ones. And Jeffrey and Cecil open each episode with the oddest, most out-of-left-field recollections or teases that it's worth listening to just for those. It's always fascinating, even when they're focusing on familiar films like Night of the Living Dead or Pet Sematary, or super old classics like M or Jekyll and Hyde from 1931, or even newer unknowns or overlooked ones like Dust Devil or Blood Quantum. Oh, make a note, we have to talk about Blood Quantum one of these days. Meanwhile, that's what I like about this show so much. It's not what you'd expect, and there's always something surprising and even enlightening in their conversations. No interviews, no shout-outs, very rarely a rant, just Jeffrey and Cecil having at it. Like all the best podcasts, it's like sitting back and cracking a beer with the most interesting people in your favorite neighborhood bar. Anyway, that's it for this Friday. Listen to more podcasts, tell me about the ones that you like that aren't, you know, Joe Rogan or My Favorite Murder, and especially listen to Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9, the most forgettable title ever for a damn good program. Links in the show notes, of course. Carry on. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.